Your weekend just got a lot more positive. This is the Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Wyckoff. Thank you for joining me. Every week, I talk with members of our community, feature encouraging stories, and have great conversation with guests about their faith, all while enjoying some of the best Christian praise and worship music. Let's get to this week's show. Welcome into Mixed Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. On the phone this morning, multi-Dove Award-winning, Grammy-nominated group artist, Mr. Russ Lee of New Song. Thank you for coming on Mixed Sunday Morning.
Well, I'm happy to be here. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. Hey, I did dig up. I did my homework, sir. New Song, okay. New Song formed all the way back in 1981. You joined the group in 1994. I believe you left for a little while, came back in 2008. But wow, how has a group stayed together so long?
Well, I think, you know, two things. One is understanding that this is your calling and that it's a ministry and that it's not about you. And so it's really about faithfulness to show up and to be faithful to where God's called you. But also, you know, just seeing about each other, friendship, and you know, making our families a priority and understanding how difficult this kind of schedule and lifestyle is on them and trying to make sure that we include them in everything that we do. And really just laying it all before the Lord, you know, honoring our families and trying to honor God with everything that He gives us, I think really helps us, and it helps us stay focused on what's important and also keeps us reminded of what the mission is, you know, and that's to use music as a tool to share the message of the gospel.
Yes, sir. We'll talk about the Winter Jam Tour coming up in the next segment, but does your family get to travel with you?
Well, you know, when they were younger, my kids are grown now, but when they were younger, they would all travel with us. You never knew who was going to have a kid in the bunk on any given weekend. You know, we would always have family members, and thank the Lord we were always able and open to do that, you know, so it was great to have kids out. But now my family will come and see me, you know, when we're close, when I'm close enough and then driving distance. And I live in Louisville, Kentucky now, and so there are several Winter Jam stops, Indianapolis and Lexington, Kentucky, and Cincinnati and Louisville itself and Nashville. There's a lot of them, Evansville, Indiana, that are relatively close. And so my kids will come out and bring their friends, or my wife will come and visit with me. You know, she'll drive in either the night before, and then I'll get to see her in the morning, and we'll have breakfast or we'll have lunch together, and she'll kind of come and hang out at the venue while we're getting ready. And, you know, so it's not just us working hard to include our families. Our families work hard to stay involved in what we're doing too. So they do get to travel with us on occasion. They've even toured with us and worked with us on Winter Jam. And you know, some of the guys have family out working this year on Winter Jam. So we work hard to keep them out on the road and to keep them with us and to keep them involved. But they don't get to travel with us every day. And a lot of times when we tour, we don't leave for extended periods of time. Even on Winter Jam, we'll leave on a Thursday morning or a Wednesday night and then come back on Monday. So, you know, we're basically out for a long weekend and then we come home for several days and we go back out. So as hard as that sounds, it really helps us stay focused on our families and helps us stay connected and grounded at home.
Yes, sir. Well, I tell you what, when we come back, we'll talk about Winter Jam.
Okay.
We've got Russ Lee on Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning. Greg Wyckoff in the studio with Russ Lee of New Song on the phone with us and on a tour, we'll call it. Back in 1995, this thing called Winter Jam started. And Russ, New Song, sat down and said, hey, we're going to get the most popular artist of the day. We're going to put them together and we're going to go on tour. And we're going to make this the most affordable concert you can go to. And it's turned into the largest annual music tour in the United States every year.
we feel pretty blessed with that. We did want to make sure that you could afford to bring your family and you'd come and enjoy a night of worship and community and good music. That's really started with New Song a few years prior to that in Greenville, South Carolina, thinking, you know, if we could get 1,500 people at the Greenville Memorial Auditorium and we could get them to give a $3 donation at the door, maybe a little bit in the love offering, we could pay for this building. And I wonder if anybody would even come out. And we were praying for 1,500 and 8,000 showed up. And we said, you know, maybe we should do this in another city. And so it was New Song. And then we realized, hey, we're going back to that city. After a couple of years, we should bring some friends with us. And so we brought artists like Jackie Velasquez and Clay Cross and Margaret Becker and Russ Taff and some of these other artists that were very established and great. And over the years, what was New Song became New Song and Friends. And then it became January Jam for a little while until we outgrew January. And then it became Winter Jam. And by the grace of God, here we are all these years later. And this year is amazing. It's an incredible night. And we've been in shock and awe every single night at what God has done. It's been incredible. And it's really His tour, not ours. So we're always amazed and surprised and overjoyed with what He does. Every single night.
41 cities from January 13th to March 26th. You'll be in Birmingham, Alabama, Legacy Arena, March the 10th.
That's right.
I've taken youth there many, many times, and I'm a panhead, so I love it.
Well, I'm sorry we don't have Skillet with us this year. You know, we love having them out with us. They're one of our favorites. Obviously, why we have them. Every few years, we'll have them right back out because they feel like such an integral part, honestly, of Winter Jam. They're just they're almost as regular with Winter Jam as New Song is, frankly, because we love having them out, and we love their heart, and we love their music, and plus they're just a great hang. They're just great. They're just Jesus people, man, and we just love having them on the road with us. But this year, you know, we've got We the Kingdom and Jeremy Camp and Andy Mineo and Ann Wilson. It's just a great lineup this year. Austin French and New Song and the band Disciple. So if you like Skillet, you'll like Disciple.
Yes, sir, you will.
They're also, Kevin, those guys are amazing. And they're just awesome dudes. So, you know, a big part for us is, and, you know, we love what happens on stage. And we know these artists are going to do a great job. But a big part of this whole thing for us that makes it bearable is the fact that a lot of these guys are just such, there's so much fun to hang out with backstage, you know, and so many great relationships are forged. And you know, it's just really an encouraging, you know, Christian festival of love and brotherhood and sisterhood. And, you know, it's just great, the fellowship and camaraderie that develops out of it.
Well, all right. I know if we can keep you for one more segment, I think we've got a very special thing to talk about, a ministry. We'll just save it for that segment.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back with Russ Lee. You're listening to Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. On the phone with us this morning, Mr. Russ Lee from New Song. Well, Russ, we talked a little bit about New Song. We talked about what is a big part of your life right now, and that is the Winter Jam Tour Spectacular. But there's something inside of that Winter Jam tour, and I'd like for you just to tell us, because it is definitely, we're to be the hands and feet of God. And you guys go out year after year to help underprivileged children.
Well, that's a fact, because we realized several years ago that, you know, that if this thing was going to continue and grow, that it needed to be more than just about us. You know, We're excited at what we do, encourages fans, and they want to come out and have pictures taken and want to have you sign their Bible or sign things, you know. But the reality is it has to be about more than us and our music. And so that's why we central to Winter Jam, two things, the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ, because, you know, our goal is still Psalm 40 that many will see and hear and put their trust in the Lord. But also we understand that as Christians, and as a society that's really blessed, we need to be about something bigger than ourselves. So we have an opportunity and a platform, not just to share the gospel, but to share, you know, information and opportunities that concern the needs of others. So Years ago, we started working with Compassion International, which is a great organization, and then we worked with World Vision for several years, helping them help kids around the world who are in need. And then for many years, we partnered with Holt International, which is the world's oldest and largest international adoption agency, and we helped them help kids that they found in crisis until those kids are okay. And then this year, our tour partner is World Vision again, which we love. You know, there's so many of these organizations doing such great work, and really just prayerfully every year we look for the group and the organization and ministry that really fit with Winter Jam and our calling, and who they're as excited about being a part of this whole tour and this event as we are. And so we love the fact that we have the opportunity to put World Vision in the spotlight and the work that they're doing. Not just to help kids, but to share the message of the gospel around the world, third world countries where kids and families are in need. But we also, it's more than just, shining a light on what they're doing, but to have the opportunity for them to be able to share their heart with, 300,000 or 400,000 people is humongous. So we're hoping that, by enabling them to do that, that these folks will leave with a better understanding of who they are and how they can be involved. So we're just hoping that we're planting seeds, that will grow and yield a crop that will bear fruit that remains. That's really the goal, And it's been incredible already this year to see people respond. And it's awesome because all of the artists are as excited about helping World Vision as we are. One of the things that we do, if you sponsor a World Vision child this year, you get a private acoustic mini concert with We the Kingdom after Winter Jam at night, as soon as it's over.
Nice.
They kind of take you off to a little place and We the Kingdom comes in and thanks you for your sponsorship, and they do a little mini acoustic set. So, everybody's on board, and that's such a blessing for us, because we realize the importance of what we're doing, and we love the fact that other artists realize the importance of what we're doing as well.
Well, God bless you. And I know we're up against time, but if you don't mind, Mr. Russ, I'd like to close this in a prayer.
That'd be great. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to continue to bless Russ, his family, New Song, the Winter Jam Tour, Lord, that, Lord, there are hearts out there that need you. And whether it's through New Song, the artist, the speakers, Lord, that your kingdom will grow. And I ask you to put a hedge of protection around New Song, around Russ, his family. Lord, that you will just guide them through all the cities, Lord, to expand your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to come on Mix Sunday Morning.
We're glad to be here and excited about bringing Winter Jam to Birmingham.
Yes, sir. That'll be March the 10th, and we'll have more about it because I think we have some more artists to interview.
Well, that's great. Well, you'll enjoy talking to our friend.
Yes, sir. God bless you, Russ.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. This has been an action-packed show. All glory to God. Again, Russ Lee of New Song calling in. And I told you last break, we've got some big news coming up over the next few weeks for Mix Sunday Morning. The next artist we will have calling into the show will be Jeremy Camp. The week after, Ann Wilson. The week after, Austin French. And on February 24th, We the Kingdom will be calling in right here to Mix Sunday Morning. These are exciting times here, and again, all glory goes to God. I don't want to end the show without pulling something from the Bible. And it just happens to be the verse of the day today. We're going through a lot right now in our country. There's a lot going on in this world. The master of confusion is at work. What do? We trust in God, right? To lead the way. But remember what God told us in Ephesians 6:11. He said, put on the full armor of God so that you can take a stand against the devil's schemes. No matter what happens, okay, God just gave us a promise. He said, put on the armor I gave you. And we'll go through that in another show, what all the armor is. So you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. It didn't say, so you can stand back and take it. It said, so you can stand up and take a stand. And that's what we have to do as Christians. Thank you for listening this morning. Wow, Mixed Sunday Morning is turning into being, man, what God has just taken it. I just thank you, Lord. If he doesn't come back by next Sunday, we'll be back with a special guest, a local guest next week. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mixed Sunday Morning. That does it for this week's Mixed Sunday Morning podcast. Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends. Listen to the full show each Sunday morning from 8 to 10 on Mix 106.5 or online at mix1065radio.com. I'm Greg Wyckoff. See you next time.